Welcome to the Love Walter podcast, brought to you by Soul. It's where I take an auditory dive into my weekly column. Welcome to the Love Walter podcast. Love Walter, not myself after midnight. Dear Walter, I've been going out lately alone, even though I'm in a committed relationship. My boyfriend is a homebody, and I'm not. I like to go out, flirt, and have a little fun, but sometimes when I get home, I feel a little guilty. He starts asking me all these questions, getting all paranoid. Then I get defensive, and another argument happens. I don't know what to do. Has this ever happened to you, Dancing Diva? Dear Dancing Diva, so I met this dude in the club one drunken night at a little place called Cobalt. Well into 1 year into my current relationship, I danced and grinded on a stranger after switching from wine to vodka because the liquor's quicker. Meow to me because a bitch still got it. As I write this, my stomach is growling, but I can't keep from smiling. The infraction continues. Then I had the audacity to let him put his number in my phone. And a week later, after finishing a bottle of Prosecco, high off weight loss, I decided to FaceTime him. No answer. So I texted him. 2 minutes later, as my one and only boyfriend rests soundly on the couch. A mess. I came to my senses an hour later and realized what I did was wrong. But again, as I write this, I received a text with a photo of him. And I could only hope but wonder, is he cute? Nope. And just like that, I snapped out of it. It was fun and fleeting in the moment. Just a harmless flirtation. That's all. Hindsight is 2020. And to be fair, I wasn't in my right state of mind. Reveries on the metro. The event still alive in my mind. Now recorded on my iPad. This got me screaming, Vanjie, Vanjie, because I'm feeling Vanjie, like a Brooklyn bottom with botched butt shots. Who was I fooling? I could have gotten good work done. Come out like a Kardashian, popping out cute kids with Cartier bracelets. Let these moments wash over me. I woke up the next day feeling shameless and almost famous. Coming alive only in the nighttime like Drake will have your ass in the back of an Uber rushing during rush hour. This is terrible advice. Perhaps limit your time going out or try going to different venues so he doesn't feel insecure. Or you should try including him in things that he likes to do. If the compromises become too compromising, you can just dance like Lady Gaga until you're dancing on your own, like Robin. Love, Walter. Got a question or comment? Slide into my Soul DM at walter.reed@soul.lgbt.